people would laugh. It's like, oh, look at this deaf kid. It didn't help me that I was skinny and that my ears used to stick out. I would be called names like Emuncule. The Skeletor was a big one. A skinny guy who can't hear is trying to dance. What is wrong with this kid? That led trash cans being put over my head, you know, and drummed on. I can't. Like, I'm tired of being bullied.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Emmanuel Svechinski. Emmanuel's an award-winning entertainer, speaker, mentor, and author. He spends his time not just overcoming fears, but conquering them. After conquering his fears, he's turned to helping others do the same. But in trying to be the bigger man as a kid, he wound up getting bullied. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push this show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Emmanuel Svechinski, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely, man. Let's go.
All right. So let's talk about you playing it small. You let yourself get bullied growing up. Why? I mean, why the heck would you let yourself get bullied, man?
Like, I grew up in a Jewish family, right? And my parents were always, you always have to be nice, okay? Play the bigger role. And I'm like, okay, I thought playing the bigger role would lead to, you know, more people liking me. And people would always make fun of me, right? They were saying, oh, because I grew up legally deaf, right? Like, I'm losing hearing as the years go forward. So around 3 or 4, I lost all my hearing. And then I managed to regain around 70% of it. No idea how. Even though I regained 70% of my hearing, I still heard tinnitus. It gives me vertigos. Tend to walk funny sometimes, right? So I was like, I don't know which direction. I would be confused because, you know, when you're trying to listen to someone and then you hear the tinnitus ringing, people would laugh. It's like, oh, look at this deaf kid. It didn't help me that I was skinny and that my ears used to stick out. I would be called names like Emuncule or Skeletor was a big one, because since I didn't do anything about it, people took advantage of it. They were like, oh, this guy is he's the weakest link. Meanwhile, I'm trying to play big here. That led trash cans being put over my head, you know, and drummed on. So that was all through high school. Realistically, what happened is I'm like, okay, I can't do this. I can't. Like, I'm tired of being bullied. You know, it's like when you poke the lion for too long, it's going to fuck you up. So I was kind of getting there, you know, being brought up. And after my dad passed away when I was 15, people start taking advantage even more because I was the gothic, suicidal looking guy, you know, and people would make fun of me all the time for that. And it didn't help that I wanted to get into ballroom and Latin dancing. It's like a skinny guy who can't hear is trying to dance. What is wrong with this kid? And even though all of this stuff was happening at the same time, I had this one goal that was absolutely impossible, and it's to become a world-class entertainer, like a famous entertainer. When I was dancing, people bullied me. Even my own teacher at that time, he told me, Emmanuel, you are off rhythm. You can't hear well. What are you doing? Like, don't compete. Enjoy your dancing. This is cute because you're trying to dance. And me being competitive, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm going to go and compete. I mean, a guy who can barely hear the music, who is always off rhythm, wanting to compete. It's like, I pretty much look like a crazy person. I don't blame them. I really don't. You know, and it made me realize, even though I can't do something one way, it doesn't mean I can't do it at all.
I really, really like that principle of just because you can't do it one way doesn't mean you can't do it at all. There's a way that you can figure out that you can take advantage of that. So what did you end up figuring out?
that even though I couldn't hear the music, I learned how to just close my eyes and feel the rhythm of the bass. So it's good. It's jumping off the floor, going into my legs, and I felt the rhythm. So once I mastered how to feel that rhythm, I went on winning. I went on a winning spree. You know, my first competition, I was, I think I was 11, maybe 20 people competing. I got seventh place. For me, it was a huge win. First competition ever, a guy who can't hear the music, who didn't even hear his name get called out. I was like, what's going on? And then I realized, okay, one teacher didn't believe in him. Screw him. I want to find a teacher that believes in me, who can work with me. And then I went on and I competed for Canada and at several competitions. And it was a blast.
On this track of being the bigger man, you talk about realizing that you don't have to be bullied. You can actually go out and have these successes. So how are you applying that now in your own experience, even if it's not exactly the same? How do you keep going with the same lesson, with the same principles that you learned from that experience in dance?
Well, I love this question. The real answer is a hell of a lot of mistakes. One of them was I wanted to be the bigger man, literally. I picked up this alter ego as went by the name Jack Von Spade. And I picked up cards and I got into magic. And I decided, you know what? I'm a new person. I'm no longer Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. I'm this Jack Von Spade character. Screw all of you. I'm the king now. That was not the best idea to do. You know, it's a whole bit long story with that. You know, but the real way, if you want to be the bigger person, lead with love, right? If you, that's the only way you can be a bigger person, because you can only lead with two emotions. One of them is made up. One of them is real. Love is real. Do you know what's the second one? You want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess fear.
You got it. You got it. And fear is a made up emotion. It's an emotion caused by the belief that something bad or negative is about to happen to you. So instead of acting out of love, people tend to react out of fear. Mm-hmm. So if I was in the same shoes when I was back then, people would bully me. I would be like, you know what? That's totally cool. I love me. I love doing what I do. I'm able to win dance competitions. Oh, haha, you're a dancer. I'm like, I know, I can dance. You know, and if at the time, if I was 14 and I would have the confidence that I have right now, I'd be like, can you dance? Let's do a dance off, buddy. You learn a lot when you try to play a bigger person, right? And people, you don't get what you want. I'm trying to remember exactly how that line was. I'm a huge nerd, by the way. It was from the Batman movie. You either die a hero or you live long enough to become a villain.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so true. Like you, when people walk over you and you don't do anything about it, you just embrace, like you just feed off that negativity. And that's exactly where the whole alter ego and the magic and the entertainment industry started. Lead out of love, homies. Love is the answer.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to brag a little bit, for you to tell us what's working for you now. So tell us where we can find you and get involved with the work you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, my website is www.thefprinciple.com. And I created a company 3 years ago after I left the entertainment industry, after a brutal 18 years of being in the industry. I left it and started a company, which is now the leading company to help people not overcome fear, but conquer them. And that will help you lead with love. You know, there's online courses that I have. I have a whole course right now that's the Four Keys of Conquering Fear's Blueprint. It's available. It has two more courses coming up. Go ahead, check the website. There's a book, a little ebook ready to help you conquer criticism. It's all about conquering. We're all born conquerors.
I'm going to have links for everything you just mentioned down in the show notes so that people can get in touch with you, follow along with you, and start conquering their fears themselves, not just overcoming them. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. It's been fun. We got to do it again.
We will. And thank you for listening. Lead out of love. Find what you love and follow that. Special thank you to Emmanuel for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including The F Principle, linked down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. The podcasting space doesn't really have an algorithm that floats things to the top, so we really do rely on word of mouth to be found. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fund. I, Alex Williams, was your host, and the podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson. Of course, as always, the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.